So, funny story. One time I thought I was wrestling an anaconda for 6 hours, but it just turns out I was masturbating.
Have a sex toy, we'll try it. Have a fetish, we'll try it. We masturbate and copulate to recreate and educate. We are the Trisexuals.
Hello and welcome to the Trisexuals. I'm Max Chameleon.
I'm Lily Chameleon.
And I'm Kit.
So guys, guess what? We're going to start trying to release every 2 weeks now.
I know that
you guys have been really starving for our content, and I feel bad that we've sometimes gone like 2 months or even more without releasing something, but we're going to try to get on a regular schedule now. So here we are. It's been only 2 weeks since our last podcast release, and here we have it. And now we're actually going to also offer a giveaway coming up soon. I'm not going to tell you who it's from or what's going on, but you know, stay tuned, and we'll be announcing a giveaway soon where you can get a sex toy, and I think we might have some other giveaways coming up after that.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely a good time to stay tuned to the Trisexuals. So guys, one of the segments we like to do on here is What's Playing. Kit, why don't you tell us what you've been playing with lately?
Oh, I'm really excited to tell you about this. So I might have talked about this before, I don't know, but we're going to revisit it because it's such a good toy and I enjoy it. So Fun Factory and Semanet sort of teamed up to create this little toy they call the Pop. And it does just what it sounds like. It's got a cum tube and it pops, which is great. Like, there are a few things in the world I enjoy more than watching a cock explode. So this is good stuff. Right. Okay, so this has got a little squeeze bulb on the end. And I had a little fun with this. I jerry-rigged something because the squeeze bulb, it works really well, but it's tiny. It's like between your thumb and index finger. It's like meep. And then you're done. And I'm like, oh, no, no, I need more than this. So I found a syringe that, of course, without the needle, like just the plastic part that's like almost as big as the toy itself. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So I got that to actually fit. It actually fits really well on the end of the tube. And so if you get this toy and you're like, oh, I need more than just a squeeze bulb, like you can find huge syringes on like Amazon and stuff. And it works great. Like, it's not as easy as a squeeze bulb is, but the trade-off is really good. So that's what I've been up to and having a wee of a time with.
It sounds like that the syringe that you're using might actually be similar to the ones that they use on the Bad Dragon squirting toys. Do you know if that's, like, the same sort of syringe?
I don't know for sure, but I know it's the same that Primal Hardware uses, because it's actually what I borrowed first. Yeah, I borrowed the one off my really large growler to use and see if it would even fit, and it's like perfect fit in the thing. So yeah,
I bet you it's all the same thing. Those can hold quite a bit of liquid, and you can have lots of fun with little squirty toys.
Yes.
So what I've been playing with lately is the same thing that I've mentioned in the past few podcasts, Kedar. That's the inflatable not canine toy from Fetish Zone. I know it's kind of sad that I've been, you know, mentioning the same toy over and over again, but I keep finding new ways to use it. And this time, the way that Lily and I ended up using it is with pegging. So we actually got it on the harness. We found the ring that was small enough to hold that like back part of it. And oh my God, Six Explorers, this was my favorite pegging experience to date. It was just, you know, the smooth texture of the toy allowed it to go in and out very easily. So Lily was actually able, usually when we do pegging, it's not much of like actual fucking going on. It's kind of like a slow, you know, holding it there kind of process. But in this case, the toy was smooth and thin enough that we were able to do that. And then she was able to inflate the knot as we went, still kind of going in and out. And it was just an unbelievable experience. And it was, I think, the first time that I hands-free orgasmed without touching myself. So
wow.
That was really great. So yeah, definitely Kedar is like still my favorite toy in my collection right now, certainly for back end.
Oh man, so it was
Lily,
so much fun.
Lily, tell us what you've been playing with.
So what I've been playing with is actually Satisfyer. Now, I just had a review released. It was actually a 3-in-1 review where I talked about the Satisfyer Pro, the Pro 2, and the Penguin. And I've been playing with those. They've been wonderful. But the new Satisfyer toy that I've been playing with is actually the Satisfyer Pro for couples. That one has now become on par with the Penguin as far as how awesome it is. And I'll be releasing a review soon, so you'll hear all about that. And then the other thing I've been playing with is actually the Tremor. And we've released a segment, a new one, for where I sit on the Tremor trying to play a video game, and then Max is trying to control and have me die during the video game.
So Lily is sitting on top of the Tremor, which is a Sibian-like device, and as she's trying to play through and describe the video game to the watchers, I'm controlling it and making the vibration go up and down, like when she tries to jump over something and make it bzzz, and then seeing how well she's able to hold it together, which spoiler alert, not very well at all.
So it's been really fun. So that's a new little segment we're gonna try. So that's really what I've been playing with right now.
Yeah, and that's called Trisexuals Playtime.
Mm-hmm.
The main topic of this episode, of course, is the Exotica Expo, which Lily and I managed to go to. It took place last weekend. It was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And in case you don't know about Exotica Expo, it's kind of a sex-positive event where there's going to be people that make toys. Bad Dragon was there, Tremor was there, but there's also a lot of like cam girls and porn stars, and it's kind of a neat thing for Lily and I to go to, get to meet people in the industry, talk to people about some of the toys that they're making, to some of the sex toys they have for sale, and we ended up going around and interviewing a few people there, so let's go to that segment.
Explorers, so we are here at Exotica Denver with Liz, the marketing director of Thunder in the Mountains. So hi Liz.
Hi.
So what is your favorite dessert?
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Oh my god. So what are you doing here at Exotica?
Oh, well, we're telling people about Thunder in the Mountains. Of course. What else would we do here?
And can you tell us a little bit, just a little snippet of what Thunder in the Mountains is?
Thunder in the Mountains is a BDSM kink sex positive event that happens in Denver every July.
And when is it this year?
July 19th through the 22nd.
Oh my goodness, this sounds amazing. So does that mean I can get flogged and beaten and be all sexy?
Oh, that's just a part of what you can do at Thunder in the Mountains.
Oh, now that is awesome.
Now, I've heard you guys have a really big dungeon, right?
50,000 square feet of play space.
Yeah, you're never going to get bored with that.
So, Liz, how can someone find Thunder in the Mountains?
Well, you can check us out online at www.thunderinthemountains.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram.
Well, thank you again, Liz, and we look forward to seeing you in July.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Lily and I will be there getting our asses beat, so. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, guys.
Hello again, Sexplorers. We are here at Talking to Menage Life. Here's Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, everybody. Nice to be here.
So I have a question for you. What is your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert is currently Halo Top ice cream because it's guilt-free, and I just sit there and enjoy it. The s'mores one, it's marshmallow-flavored ice cream with chocolate chips and crumbled graham cracker in it. It's awesome.
Did you say Halo Top?
I did say Halo Top. The s'mores Halo Top. It's a current addiction.
Oh, I've not heard of that. Definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, I love ice cream. So I'm like, my ears totally just perked up with that. That's amazing. Yeah. So Bobby, tell us a little bit about Menage Life and what you're doing here at Exotica.
So Menage Life is an incredibly different style company. We are based here in Denver, but we are all about bridging the gap between polyamory, swinging, kink, BDSM, and all other sexual alternative lifestyles. We are bisexual, gay, and heterosexual, positive. We want everybody to come and be a part of what it is that we're doing. We do events here in the Denver area as well as in Las Vegas. And we also work with different affiliates all over the entire world to include Canada, Dubai, the UK, and Australia. And we also provide education as well as really fun and great sexy events.
So you said you cover bisexual, homosexual. Do you cover trisexuals?
Well, I'm willing to try trisexuals.
All right.
Sounds like an afterglow session. So how can we find you?
Well, Menage Life has our own website. We are menagelife.com. You can also find us on Cassidy, Menage Life, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Again, just it's Menage Life, all one word, spelled Men Age Life. So Menage Life. And then you can find me personally. I'm Bobby Forrester on Facebook and Busty Butterfly on Cassidy.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to add you.
That sounds amazing. And I see here on the signs about Sin City. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Sin City is a 5-day hotel takeover that we do every year. This year is Sin City 8. We're in Las Vegas. And Wednesday, May 30th through Sunday, June 3rd, we are a completely private hotel takeover where we will have more than 15 different workshops on polyamory, swinging, kink, how to give good head, whether you're an innie or an outie. So it's a lot of fun, as well as we're going to be breaking the world record for the world's largest orgy. We have the Slut Olympics happening. Slut Garden is coming in from Portland for that, so we're really excited. Holly and Michael from Playboy Radio are going to be there, as well as about 30 plus affiliates that we have from all over the country. And for those who want to get a pass to join us at Sin City, our website for that is sincityplay.com. And if you use discount code Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, you'll get 10% off your pass.
Ooh, look at that.
Ooh, come on, Sexplorers. You know you want to come.
And I think we're going to be there.
Oh, my God. We're so going to be there. Well, thank you again, Bobby. It was great talking to you.
It was incredible talking to you guys as well. Thank you so much, and we will see you in Vegas.
So I am here at Exotica Denver with Reggie from Polly's Pleasures.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. So, Reggie, I have a question for you.
Absolutely.
What is your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert would be German chocolate cake or key lime pie. It's a tough toss-up.
Oh, man, the man after my own heart. I love both of those.
Oh, aren't my God. They're so good. I actually just made a key lime pie with a tequila, what is it, the whipped topping.
Can't go wrong with tequila.
Oh, so good. So, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing here at Exotica?
Absolutely. We make handcrafted chainmail jewelry, clothing, chainmail, body chains, anything to make you look sexy and costumed.
It's really beautiful.
It's amazing. I have an amazing necklace. I have ears. Oh, my goodness. I have so many things now.
We can make you look good.
I love it.
Not that you don't look good already. You do. But just we can help with that.
It's a good enhancement. Yeah.
Good enhancement.
It's plus plus. Yes.
An embellishment.
And how would people get a hold of you to be able to come see your wares?
Our best way is to see us on our website for www.polyspleasures.com. PolyspleasureS.com. Or see us on Instagram at polys_chainmail_jewelry.
Yeah, some really great stuff on Instagram, too. It'll make you really jealous.
As soon as you see it, you're just going to want the whole store. I'm telling you right now.
We can make that happen.
Well, thank you again, Reggie, and it was great seeing you.
Great seeing you guys again. Have a good time.
So, Sexplorers, we're here in probably the best-smelling part of Exotica.
Oh, my God, it smells so good, and the little jewelry here is amazing. Oh, my God, they're beautiful, beautiful. So I'm actually talking with Dirty Diana from It's the Bomb Sensual Living here at Denver Exotica. And so, Diana, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What is your favorite dessert?
I'd say creme brulee.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. So if you want to just tell us a little bit about what you're here doing at Exotica.
Okay, well, this is our third year. We've been nominated in just 3 years of business for our naughty soaps and our bath bombs. We've won 3 awards, one AVN O award, but we were also nominated by AVN as a company for It's the Bomb. Our website has just been redesigned by the great Michael Ninn, who's very famous in porn. And we're just hoping to get more exposure and get our products out there. Our bath bombs are doing well in stores like Fascinations, and they're here in Denver, actually, and also Arizona. We have other stores around the country that are selling our products also. One of our big sellers now are our bath bombs. It's the Bomb Bomb, which actually has, after the bomb dissolves.
Yeah.
A bullet vibrator pops up so you can continue to have a good time.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Oh my God, that's totally a happy ending.
I totally want one. That is absolutely amazing.
Also, I have to say, it looks like one of those great cartoon bombs, like a spy versus spy thing.
It looks like a cartoon bomb. Well, everybody can go to itsthebomb.com and check out our website. All of our products are up for sale there. We do have our chalk cock, which is our original stroker soap mold that we've turned into a chalk cock that you can get magic markers and or chalk markers and create your own masterpiece so everybody can remember your dick party.
That's amazing.
You know what's crazy is I kind of want that on my desk at work.
Don't you?
I really do.
The best part about it is you could put whatever you want on it, erase it, and then just keep using it over and over again. Or you can make a memory and cover it with clear, have everybody sign it, whatever, bachelorette gift, something like that. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So here we are in a off-the-beaten-path corner, a little quieter place to talk with Critter Clips.
So I'm here with Mark from Critter Clips. And Mark, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
What is your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert would have to be like homemade apple pie with vanilla ice cream on top.
That's delicious.
That sounds absolutely amazing. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing here at Exotica.
So we're here at Exotica selling our little furry animal Critter Clip ears and tails so that people can unleash their inner spirit animal. We've been having a pretty good weekend. It's been pretty busy. I'm having a lot of fun.
Love the ears. I've been eyeing them all weekend, as well as they also have this unicorn horn.
Yep.
I'm just like, I really just want that and be able just to like poke Max all the time.
Helping people stay horny.
Yes. So if someone wants to get a hold of you guys to look at your stuff, how would we get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. So you just go to our website, be critterclips.com, or check us out on Instagram or Facebook. It's Critter Clips with two K's in the beginning, so K-R-I-T-T-E-R-K-L-I-P-S. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or our website directly. We're also going to be at tons of different music festivals all over the country this summer, so you'll probably see us out and about. We're also going to be with the Liquid Dreams booth. We've now collaborated companies, so check them out as well.
Oh, I don't know about Liquid Dreams. Is that like a...
So it's a festival. It's a festival of clothing and like bandana, attire, tapestries, a bunch of really kind of psychedelic artwork.
Ah, cool. You know, one thing that I like about your product is that it comes with directions on where to put your ears,
yeah,
just in case.
Yeah, you got to start from the front and work them way back.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. It was good talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your Exotica.
Absolutely. You guys too. Have a great time.
Thank you. I am here with Jessica from Dance Save here at Exotica Denver. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
So I have a question that we always start. What is your favorite dessert?
Cannolis.
Ooh.
Oh my God, a girl after my own heart. Oh my God.
I love cannolis, chocolate dipped.
Even better. So tell us a little bit about Dance Save and what you're doing here at Exotica.
So Dance Safe is a 501c3 nonprofit grounded in full spectrum harm reduction and public health. We are trying to empower young, especially young adults, to make informed lifestyle and safe lifestyle decisions. So we range in services from drug checking in the nightlife community, where we do adulterant testing on substances to make sure that the substance that people are taking are actually what they expect it to be and not misrepresented as something a lot more dangerous. Along with that, we have free, unbiased, factual literature that we give out. The full spectrum comes into place. We're not only concerned with reducing the risk of drug checking or drug use, but also reducing the risk of sexual practices, where we have non-biased factual information on birth control. We also give out condoms. We make sure that we're protecting your hearing. If you need to get home safe, we will give you a Lyft ride home. We can also be a first point of contact and hold space if you're having a hard psychological experience. And then we most recently have launched our, which we're super excited about, our We Love Consent program, where we're going to take an active and pivotal role in dismantling the rape culture and building a culture of consent, whether that is in a BDSM dungeon or whether we're doing bystander training in the nightlife community.
It sounds like you're doing some really great stuff here.
It's just, I'm so excited for just getting to know you guys more and just talking to you more about getting the word out to being consent and safe and just having a space that you can be okay with.
Also, they're very helpful with our hearing health because they provided free earplugs, which there is some loud music here, which you can probably hear in the back.
We just want you to be happy, healthy, and safe, and no matter what you're doing, and reduce the risk of any activity that's going on.
So Jessica, tell us, if someone wants to get a hold of you guys to talk about your services, find out more, where would we get a hold of you?
Our website is dancesafe.org. Again, dancesafe.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and then you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at dancesafe as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jessica. I am here with Christina Carter and Miss Leah with Pineapple. Hi, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Thank you very much, darling.
Thank you. So we start out with a question. The question is, what is your favorite dessert?
Oh, my. Eaten mess.
What? What?
Nah. It is... Eton mess. So basically it was some student that went to Eton College and he wanted to make meringues and strawberries and raspberries with this sauce for his girlfriend for dinner, and he totally made a mess of it. So it's like a big mashup of crushed meringue with like this squidgy meringue saucy stuff and strawberries and raspberries and cream. There's got to be cream.
So it's like a one-time accident. So
that is now a big thing. It's a big dessert in the UK.
Okay, so they can replicate it.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
Okay,
so that's where it came from, but it's now a really big dessert in the UK.
Oh wow! Well, I got to try that one. How about you?
My dessert is chocolate lava cake from Mastro's.
That sounds absolutely amazing.
It's amazing, that hot, warm chocolate coming out of the cake. Oh, I have an orgasm right here.
Oh my God, I'm having an orgasm just listening to you guys talk about this stuff. Oh my God.
I like how I talk about chocolate. So good.
No comment. Wow.
I'm going to be in my bunk.
So ladies, tell us a little bit about what Pineapple is and what you're doing here at Exotica.
So Pineapple Support launched this weekend. We are a new support system that's been put in place to help support the mental health of adult industry performers. After visiting XBiz and AVN in January and discovering all the deaths, the suicides, the overdoses, I decided that something needed to be done. So went home and in the past 6 weeks, 17-hour days, created this, and we're launching. So what we offer is 24/7 online support, and that's by volunteer listeners. You can go online yourself and volunteer at pineapplesupport.com. And what we're also doing is we're raising funds, and the funds are to pay for professional therapy for performers who can't afford it themselves. So we just want to help people.
I think it's a really good cause. You know, these performers bring all of us a lot of joy. They work very hard for us, and I think that's a very important topic, and I think that's a really good cause that you're working for.
Thank you.
You know, after I've been in the business 17 years, and it feels really good to give back, do something positive for our industry. And let me tell you, I've talked to a lot of the young girls here, and to see them tear up and thank us for being here for them, let's just hope they call in, they start texting, and they let us help them. So, because that's what we're here for, and it's going to be hopefully a year with lots of happiness and no more suicides. Yeah.
Let's stop that right now.
Yes, that's the plan.
So how can we get in touch with you guys? How can people get in touch with you? What is the 24/7 number?
It's not a number. It is all done by text. The reason for this is to keep it absolutely 100% anonymous. So we run through a website, or the software is from a website called 7Cups, which has been around for a long time. They're really well known. They're 100% secure, 100% anonymous. They have algorithms in place to pick up if somebody is being sounding like they're going to be suicidal, and they've got lots of security already there. You know, it's a big work that we couldn't have done ourselves, not in such a short amount of time. So what you do is you go to pineapplesupport.com, and you'll see one of the options is to chat. Just click on chat now, and you'll be taken directly to our community within 7Cups. Now, what that means is we have our own listeners, and we have our own clients. So with 7Cups, you get, you know, people don't necessarily wouldn't be necessarily geared up to talk to someone from the industry, whereas doing it through our little community makes sure that everyone knows what they're in for.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners out there about pineapple?
Just that we love you, and we're your safe word, pineapple.
And also, you can donate from the website. If you go to pineapplesupport.com, there is a button there for donate, and every single dollar is appreciated and put towards providing therapy for our stars.
Excellent. And you're looking for donations and also listeners, yes. Is that right?
Donations and listeners. That's what we're really hunting for at the minute, because if we're going to get this off the ground, we need your help. It's super important.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. Very much appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We're here at Exotica Denver. I am talking with Angela Wells with Vibrant Inc. Hi, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for stopping by. We're so excited to see you and talk to you today.
Well, excellent. Thank you. And we have a question to start out. What is your favorite dessert?
Ooh, my favorite dessert has to be banana cream pie.
A lot of our listeners also like cream pies.
It's always a fan favorite. I love it.
It's so good. So if you want to just tell us a little bit about what you're doing here at Exotica.
Yeah, so I'm with Vibrant. Vibrant's 100% body-safe sex toy retailer. We're also 100% inclusive, so you won't find any gendering language on our website, because we really feel strongly that everybody should be the person that they want to be, and that shouldn't come with a gender or an identity that anybody else puts on you.
Sex toys have no gender.
That is so true. Oh, my goodness. And then if someone wants to get a hold of you guys, where do we go to get some of these toys?
Yeah, so you can visit us on all of our social channels at Shop Vibrantly. And you can visit our website at bevibrant.com.
Excellent. And then I'm looking at all these toys. What is your personal favorite one?
Oh, that's a really good question. I am a fangirl of Enjoy. I love the metal. It's so unique, and it's great for temperature play, and it never wears out. It's absolutely perfect.
Plus, it looks beautiful, and it's a nice centerpiece.
It really is. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks so much for stopping by. It was great to see you guys.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, like, personally, we see a lot of sex stores, and there's all the body safe brands are here. You have Tanish, you have
Fun Factory.
It's not a jelly in sight, and that is just an amazing thing to see, because one of the concerns and one of the things we hear about a lot is couples that want to try sex toys, they go to their local sex store or something like that, they grab a jelly toy, probably because it's inexpensive and it looks like a lot of fun, it burns, and a bad experience, and they're like, oh, we're not into sex toys, and it's just a terrible thing to see. There's not a single toy here that would do that to you here. So I'm very happy to see that.
Thank you. We totally agree. And, you know, so many people are concerned with cold and flu season, and we're just passing that, but they don't think about the on-ramp to the superhighway of our immune system, which is our sex organs, you know. So, you know, we're really cautious about what we put near our face, but we're not cautious about what we put on our vagina and our penis. And so it's super important to be 100% body safe.
Absolutely true. Hygiene's important head to toe. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm talking with Kiernan with Agreeable Agony. Hi, Kiernan.
Hello.
So we have a question we always start with. What is your favorite dessert?
Favorite dessert? I'm going to go with chocolate mousse, but the kind with, you know, like salt and caramel in it.
Ooh, sweet and salty. I like the combo.
I'm definitely a fan of the savory along with the sweet.
So what are you doing here at Exotica?
We are making and selling all sorts of kinky sex toys. We make all our own wax, leather, rope, candles, yeah, all of it. And so we're here, Jesse's building. He's actually making custom toys for some folks who are working in the dungeon right now. Bo is tying people up with our rope to both demo it and for them to take home as an outfit.
Yeah. It's quite a hands-on experience over here. And actually, I've been walking by this all weekend, and I never noticed that you were actually making floggers and stuff right here. That's awesome.
No, last year we had just a single booth. This year we were actually coming in from a kink fest in Portland, Oregon. So we brought the entire leather kit and our leather crafter, who's been building dragon tails, floggers, thumpers, pretty much anything anyone can think of and imagine and request in pretty much any metallic, non-metallic, deer skin, bullhide, cowhide, every kind of leather you can imagine in every color.
Wow, they look really fantastic, and I bet they feel even better.
Oh my God, I just want to go over there and play with them and just whack your ass with them. And I gotta tell you, I've played with the candles. Max and I had a session a few months ago with them. Amazing. And by the way, if you're here at Exotica, their earrings, I keep coming over to this table and just looking at Agreeable Agony's earrings that they've made. I just want to take them. They're so good. Oh.
So I have a question. Your logo features a squid, and quite a few of our listeners, and us included, are fans of tentacles and that sort of thing. Is there any sort of meaning behind the squid and the flowers?
The squid logo is one that came from two of our crafters. The person who does the hemp is our graphic artist. So she designed the logo with the squid and the flowers. The flowers is because she thinks they look beautiful with the squid. The squid is Jesse's creation, partially because, honestly, floggers look kind of like tentacles when you set them right. That's sort of where it got started, but mostly just something we love and we think it's fun.
Yeah, that's really cool. Have you thought about doing a flogger with a squid head on it?
We have not. We have not done, we've done little floggers, like mini guys, with the decorative bolt in each side to look like the eyeballs on a squid. Little midnight squids. Those are more of just like a gimmick fun toy. But yeah.
I like that. That's cool.
And so how would someone get a hold of you guys?
You can go through our website, agreeableagony.com. Through there, you can contact us. You can order our products. But you can also contact us directly and get commissions, special orders, that kind of stuff.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Have a good Exotica.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I am actually right now talking to Becky Tableau. She wants to talk to us about Slot Walk. So before we get into that, we have a question. What is your favorite dessert?
Oh my God. Anything chocolate, preferably Death by Chocolate.
Oh yes, chocolate is the bomb. So tell us a little bit about Slut Walk.
Well, Slut Walk is a movement against rape culture. No matter what I'm wearing or what I'm doing for a living, I'm not asking for it. My body, my choice.
I love that. Now, is that local here to Denver?
Well, it is an international movement, but we organize in each state. We organize here in Denver. It's going to be August 19th this year.
Oh my goodness, that's right by my birthday.
Oh my goodness, we would love to have you guys come out and just support, you know. We love to have people that are talking about sexuality and just bringing it up to the forefront.
So what actually happens at Slut Walk? Is it like a march or?
Yes, it's a collective march where we usually go and we talk about victim shaming and survivors and things of that nature, and people share their stories. We usually have a silent mic where we have the mic that is just there standing silently to have a moment where victims are not, or survivors are not safe, don't feel safe to speak about their assaults. But if people do feel safe to share their stories, they can go up to the mic.
Really powerful.
That's amazing powerful, because I myself am a survivor of rape and assault, so that speaks so highly to me.
We would really love to have you guys come out, because if you already have a following, that means your voice is very powerful, and we need powerful voices to have this powerful message said.
I think we'll be there.
I think so. And how can we get our listeners get a hold of you guys?
Well, you can hashtag SlutWalkDenver, or you can contact us on Facebook and Gmail. You can find us all over, but Facebook is the best way to get a hold of us, SlutWalk.
Absolutely.
Well, excellent. It was great talking to you, and have a great afternoon.
Yes, it was great talking with you guys, too. Looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much.
So I am here talking with Ramona from Chatterbait. I've heard she is a Chatterbait mom. So, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. So we actually have a question we always start off with. What is your favorite dessert?
Favorite dessert? Banana cream pie.
Okay, now do you put like chocolate ice cream with it?
No, I'm like a purist. I'm Southern, so just like, you know, like basic, you know, Southern comfort food.
Tell us a little bit what Chatterbait is.
So we're an adult webcam platform, so anyone can go on if they're of the age of 18, and they can either chat with models that are broadcasting live, or they could actually be a model themselves and broadcast themselves on the internet.
Now, I just heard that you guys also have couples. Is that right?
Yep. We allow couples, trans models, anything in between, group shows. So it's a very eclectic group.
I actually am thinking about talking to you guys since my Sexplorers, I know you've known this, but I actually just released a Let's Play where I sat on the Tremor and played a video game while he was using the dial.
While trying to describe the whole thing, it was really great.
I love it. Yeah, no, I mean, that's the fun thing about gaming is, like, it's so interactive and you can do that and have those, like, you know, fun experiences. And you get that instant feedback from your viewers right away, which is really...
And how would someone get a hold of you guys? Just going to chatterbait.com?
Yep, you can go to chatterbait.com. You can also go to Chatterbait blog. We have lots of information and resources about how you would get started, the jobs, like what kind of equipment, you know, anything like that. So that could be really helpful too if anyone's interested.
Well, excellent. It's been great talking to you, and I hope you have a great rest of your convention.
Yeah, you as well.
Thank you.
So I'm here at Denver Exotica with Sammy with Tremor. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. So we always start with a question. What is your favorite dessert?
Oh, creme brulee, hands down.
Oh my goodness, that's twice we have the same. Oh my God. Creme brulee is so popular.
It's so good.
Oh my God. So, tell us a little bit about Tremor and what you're doing here at Exotica.
Absolutely. So Tremor is called the Rock and Roll Sex Machine. It's a ride-on toy, specifically mostly focused at getting that G-spot. So there's usually two, depending on the attachment, there's often two. One that actually will roll around and massage your G-spot, and then another that will rumble on your clitoris.
Oh, that is excellent. I have to say, I have tried it. We own one at home. And if you remember the video of the Tremor Let's Play,
yeah,
that was me.
Nice.
That was amazing. So if you wanted to tell our listeners, how can we buy one? Where can we get this?
All right. Well, you can obviously go to our website, tremorrocks.com. We also have Tremors available on Amazon. So ladies, you can put it on your wish list and convince those men to buy it for you. It's a little hard to find on Amazon. I recommend going to our Twitter, Tremor Rocks, and getting the link that way.
Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about the Tremor?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to tell you that it's 100% silicone attachments. When you're done playing, you can literally take everything off and toss it in your dishwasher. It's very ergonomic, so comfortable to sit on, especially if you're a short lady. I don't know if you've been, short ladies on the Sibian is not really a very comfortable experience. And we're half the price of the Sibian as well, so it's an amazing deal. But I have one question for you, since you own a Tremor. Which is your favorite attachment?
Oh my goodness. Probably, we only have the two attachments, so probably the one that has the dick and then the little rumble.
Okay, all right. That is an amazing attachment, but I have to tell you, for $24.95, you can buy the Fretful Rabbit attachment. The one that has the little bunny ears.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
right? That one you sit at a 45 degree angle and it just goes right on your G-spot and clit at the same time.
Now, I believe I heard this, and maybe confirm if this is true, that you can use Sibian attachments on the Tremor. Is that right?
Absolutely. We have the same plate as the Sibian, so all of the attachments are interchangeable, and they've been around for a long time. So, you know, there's a lot of attachments available. We can actually use most of the Motor Bunny attachments on our machine as well. So you have an endless possibility here of different ways to get off with our machine.
In the tech world, that's what we call a universal adapter.
That is a Maxism for you right there. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course. Thanks for having me. You're so adorable. Aww. I just love it. Aww. Yeah. And thank you, Flash.
Welcome back, Sexplorers. I hope you enjoyed those interviews as much as we enjoyed them. We talked to a lot of interesting folks there. It was kind of a good time, and it was actually really hard for me. You didn't hear too much from me, as I'm sure you noticed, because I'm actually really nervous about talking to people in person. But Lily totally rocked them out, and you know, I was able to make stupid comments here and there, which was
fun. I was really surprised just how many people had like the same answer for the dessert.
Well, we only had two crossovers.
But still, I was very surprised on that. Oh, yeah. Cannolis. Mm.
I think that my favorite people there to meet was, of course, the Pineapple crew. They were just a ton of fun, firstly, but, I mean, really great cause. And also, one of the great stories that happened during Exotica is they Miss Leah wanted to borrow my chameleon fursuit head. Now, usually people don't like to give up their fursuit heads, but I'm like, hey, whatever, you know, she's a pretty cool person, and she probably just wants to try it on a little bit. So she ended up trying on the chameleon head, and there's pictures of this available, so you can see it on our Twitter and that sort of thing. And it actually, like, the head matched the dress that she was wearing. It, like, it matched, like, kind of perfectly. And then she told me, hey, I need to go run over and get some pictures taken. Is that all right? I'm like, oh, sure, okay. She disappears for, like, gosh, I don't know, like 15, 20 minutes?
It was a while.
It was a while. And then she comes back, and I found out that my head was involved in some photo shoot with a bunch of different porn stars. So that was pretty interesting.
And we're still finding those pictures out now, like a week later.
Yeah, we're finding out they're posted at other places and stuff. Like, oh, my God, man, my head just had so much more fun than I did.
I know.
But yeah, Exotica was a good time. Hopefully Kit can join us next year, because that would just be awesome to have all three of us running around causing a bunch of chaos.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed it this year, but I can tell, like, it was an amazing time. You guys talked to some incredible people, so I'm really excited about all of that.
Plus, one of the highlights of going to any Exotica is talking to Bad Dragon, and of course they hand out teeny
plushies.
Well, they hand out plushies to special people, but everyone gets little teeny weenies.
Oh my God,
and
awesome.
I just love growing my collection of little tiny dildo armies.
We gotta figure out what we're doing with these things, because they're just so cute.
No, there's lots of things we could potentially do with that. So before we finish up this podcast, guys, I think that it would be fun to try out a new segment. This is called Define This. And the way that this segment works is we have one of our lovely sexplorers find a phrase or a word on Urban Dictionary. They give it to us, and we don't know what the definition of the word is, and we talk about what we think it might be. So let's give it a shot. The word that we received today came from Pony Paladin. Thank you very much, Pony Paladin.
Thank you, Pony.
Thank you.
And it is bitch waffle.
Oh my God.
This is going to be a hard one for me to take a stab at. Does anyone have any guesses?
I don't know what it is, but I know what I hope it is. Like, you're going to get a chance to peer into my dirty mind. Like, I see a bitch waffle, and what I see, I'm like, okay, there's one cock, and there's, like, two vulvas coming in like a waffle iron. And I'm like, yeah,
oh!
I hope that's
oh
what
my
bitch
God.
Waffle is. Yes.
I love that. And I forgot to mention, she actually did accidentally divulge a couple hints on this one. She said that it does involve dick. So Kit, that could be it.
It could be it. We don't
I
know.
I got my fingers crossed.
I like that idea.
What do you think?
Oh gosh. I don't know. I'm gonna go similar to the breakfast theme. I mean, obviously it's got waffle in it. So I'm imagining in my head a waffle and then two dicks, you know, like guys like sat next to it with their dicks on the plate, looking like two little sausages next to the waffle.
Apparently you're hungry right now.
I am starving.
So, bitch waffle. Oh my goodness. I'm going to go a little bit crazy here and say it's going to be a dick between two blue waffles.
Oh, God, no. That's it, guys. I'm now deleting this podcast from the internet. Oh,
I think Kit must be right on the money. I mean, it just makes sense.
Well, you know, there are other options, though. I mean, what if you're like, I'm going to make someone my bitch, and then I'm going to be like, okay, you're the waffle. Let's spray it down with some maple syrup or something. know? I don't know. There are lots of ways this could go.
Okay, guys, are you ready to hear what the actual definition of bitch waffle is?
I'm kind of scared.
According to Urban Dictionary? All right, so here it is. One who exceeds the typical level of bitchdom such that she, he, needs to be bitch-slapped, a.k.a. waffled, with a firm object, including but not limited to an erect penis.
Yeah. So basically you just get whacked in the face with an erect penis.
It's being bitch slapped with a cock. Oh my God.
So I'm curious how many of our sexplorers this happened to, because I know I've definitely been hit in the face with an erect penis before.
Yeah, but not because you were being mean or anything.
No,
because you asked for it.
That's a little different.
Personally, I like Zell's answer the best.
Yeah, it's probably the best one.
I want to have a little waffle press right on there. I think that would be very good. All right, guys. Well, on that fucked up note, thanks for listening to the Trisexuals podcast. Remember to rate us on iTunes. Tell your friends about the podcast. And I'm Max Chameleon, the naughty boy.
I'm Lily Chameleon, the pegging queen.
And I'm Kit. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Love you.